You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up.
You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Locked On Brewers. Also on the Twitter machine, at Locked On Brewers is the show handle, and at Cheesehead Talks, with an S at the end, is my personal Twitter handle. Hope you had a fantastic weekend at home. Social distancing, not going out, not being a muliak, not being a jerk, whatever the case may be. Yeah, I'm part of the PSA group that says stay at home. Order things from your local businesses online and respect everything that's going on because it's crazy out there right now. A lot of sad stories taking place all over the place. A lot of stress, a lot of worry, and it's totally understandable. And we are going to... understand that that's the case while we talk about something maybe a little more lighthearted today. And that is, I wanted to jump in on the Twitter poll that happened last week. And it was a little surprising until I did a little more research behind it. The Twitter poll I'm talking about is, I guess it got over 200,000 votes, many of them apparently Brewer fans who are really good at stuffing ballot boxes. And that's one thing, you know, hey, you know, when you're the underdog, you got to fight. And the Brewers did this. Miller Park was voted baseball's best stadium. They seeded, like we're doing all over the place now because there's no NCAA tournament. We're seeding out brackets. And so it's head-to-head matchups. It's not just an overall fan vote. It's, you know, fan bases get to take on another fan base, basically, to vote, you know, your favorite whatever. In this case, it's ballparks. And the Brewers were originally seeded 23rd out of 30 of Major League Baseball stadiums. They had a first-round matchup as the 23rd seed against Target Field in Twin Cities, the 10 seed. Okay. And they won that one. And then they were matched up in the second round. I don't even know what that would be, the round of 16, I guess. Round of 16, equivalent to the round of 16, the Sweet 16, with Dodger Stadium, who had Dodger Stadium themselves had beaten Marlins Park, which is not hard because the Marlins actually don't have any fans to vote for them. So that was pretty easy for the Dodgers. But in the fan matchup with the Brewers and Dodgers, because LA can't be bothered to do anything like this, Miller Park wins again, okay? And then they take on Wrigley Field. And in the fan matchup of Brewers and Cubs fans voting the better stadium, I don't know if Cubs fans just thought Wrigley would coast because it's Wrigley, because it's legendary. You know, the ivy, the Harry Carey, the whatever, the concrete falling off, the fans across, is it Waveland? Is it whatever avenue? I don't even want to remember because I don't care. But Miller Park beats the 2 seed in Wrigley. And then in the finals, it's Miller Park versus PNC. In the semifinals, it's Miller Park versus PNC. And you know, there are more Brewer fans than Pirate fans, apparently. Miller Park wins that. So then it's 23 versus the 4 seed Oracle Park in San Francisco. And Miller Park wins that because, again, in San Francisco, they're just worried about an earthquake or a fire or something. And in Miller Park, we're all quarantined in Wisconsin. Sure, they are in California, too, but, you know, we got important things to do, like vote for Miller Park. And so Miller Park is named baseball's best stadium by the fans. Turns out this has happened before, and I didn't know this. This is fun to kind of research because I Googled it, and I was like, well, you know, tell me more. What's going on here? And it's happened that when I land on Google, Sporting News back in 2014 had Miller Park as their best ballpark in their online poll of fans. Same thing. They did a bracket, and it was seeded number 12, and eventually defeated the second seed, Fenway Park. So back in 2014, it was seeded 12. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And it turns out they did it again in 2014. And this is still the sporting news. And Miller Park gets the job done and gets the best ballpark. So, you know, it's kind of funny. ESPN.com. This goes on. ESPN.com. Battle of the Ballparks back in 2012. They defeat AT&T Park, which is the same thing as Oracle Park now. All these ballparks changing names. Who would do such a thing? But anyway, they defeat Oracle Park or AT&T Park at the time in their brackets. And anyway, it's funny because the fans have a view in this. Now, it's interesting to dive into this a little bit. I mean, just, you know, for the sake of fun here, diving into it a little bit. What does Miller Park have that's better than other ballparks? And to me, even though I'm not, the roof is completely necessary. And I don't think you'll find anyone that disagrees with that unless you're still bitter about the fact that it's publicly funded, which if you are, it's fine. I mean, I'm not judging that. I totally agree that, you know, I think Tom Brokaw back in the 90s or early 2000s did a Fleecing of America. I don't do a Tom Brokaw, but that's the best I can do. I used to do that segment, the Fleecing of America. And it's a terrible Tom Brokaw. I'm sorry. I've never even tried to do Tom Brokaw, but, you know, interesting style he had. And one of the segments I remember clearly, because I was a young sports fan at the time, was these ballparks that everybody's paying for. And, of course, we've seen it at every level with every sport that over the last 20 to 30 years, you know, teams, professional teams in every professional sport have made their cities pay for new ballparks, new arenas. They're coming up with better ways to do it. I don't think the Bucks Arena Pfizer Forum was very controversial. It passed. It got the Republicans, you know, behind it in the state of Wisconsin who were in the majority at the time. And it, again, even though it did, there wasn't a ton of controversy about it. You know, Lambeau Field was redone, obviously. And that was right before 9/11. The vote went through to get it redone. And it passed by an okay margin in Brown County. Still not a slam dunk, but I think it was 53-47 or something like that. So, you know, it wasn't exactly a blowout, but it passed. Miller Park, however, we all remember this, the hero now in today's eyes for many Brewer fans, George Petak, right, who got recalled because he became the deciding vote, and then they kicked him out of office. They didn't even wait for a re-election. They said, get out of here. And you can understand at the time, the Brewers were terrible. And, you know, not a lot of fan apathy at the time. And Bud Selig and company, I guess he was already the commissioner. So I don't know how much his hand had in it, probably more than you would think. But the Selig family had a say in it and sort of muscled it through with Tommy Thompson, the governor of Wisconsin. And, you know, that's what happened, right? And a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of pissed off people in Milwaukee. And it turns out that Miller Park, along with Mark Adonasio buying the Brewers, because it still was a pretty bad deal, it seemed, to fans in, I think, 2002 when the Brewers went 56-106 and there were calls in the state legislature to get to the bottom of this stuff, and why did we get screwed out of all this money for a stadium and they can't even put a winning team on the field? And then, you know, they sold, and Adonasio takes over, and the rest is history. They've had a very competitive team, a good team, stars, superstars, you know, the whole nine through, and it's been great. It's been, I guess by all studies, economic boon to the area, the city of Milwaukee, and the thing that makes the difference, as I sort of go off on this tangent, is the roof. The fact that if you're in Wausau, you're in Eau Claire, or in my case, for a couple of years back in the early 2000s, La Crosse, you know, we took, when I was working for a radio station, we took a sponsored bus trip to Miller Park, and we knew there'd be a game. And that was the whole reason that the bus trip sold out. And people all around Wisconsin, you know, Green Bay, Oshkosh, the Fox Valley, Madison, it's an easy drive on all interstate to get to Milwaukee and to take in a Brewer game, and you're guaranteed one. You want the roof open. That's the best possible scenario. It's still very pretty when the roof is open and a great atmosphere, but obviously you know that you're going to get baseball no matter what. And so it's super necessary, but it does take away from the aesthetics of the stadium. So if you're voting, it sort of depends on how you judge the stadiums, right? Because the fan polls and the Brewers show up, the Brewer fans show up for some of these fan polls, and you know they vote Miller Park the best in some of these historically, which is great. Fun to see that and entertaining. But Miller Park never makes the top 10 or even top 15, really, for the writers, you know, who vote on this thing. And it's usually the same usual suspects that are top 4 or 5. So I want to get into that a little bit. The usual suspects being San Francisco, Pittsburgh, San Diego, really the top 3. And you can always mix them up and mix and match in those top 3. And rightfully so, because those are stunning ballparks with the views, with the way they're set up. They're absolutely spectacular. And I get it. And I don't even want to say but to this, because I don't think there's a but to it. I just want to say, how do you judge this? Because from a experience of tradition and the way fans act, I'm not even trying to say Miller Park is the best stadium in baseball. I'm not trying to say that. I don't even really feel that it is, because I think that some of these other settings are unique and fantastic and beautiful. But I don't think that the latest story, I think it was the USA Today here in 2020, rated them 24th. I think that's a joke. I mean, they're not 24th. You know, I shouldn't say it is not 24th, talking about Miller Park, when you take into account all of the factors around it. So I want to get into that a little bit and how you judge a ballpark, okay? So I'm going to get into that a little bit, and we'll do that next. You're Locked On Brewers. If you hate stepping on the scale, it could be because you don't have the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale in 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and exceptional user-friendly design. Step-on data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app or for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. It's really good. So here's the deal. Get 25% off of Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, withings.com/MLB to get 25% off the Body Plus body composition scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off Body Plus body composition scale. Okay, so I was getting into how you judge a ballpark and, you know, as far as these ratings go. And these are fun to do. I think in baseball, they're better than anywhere else. I mean, in football, you know, the stadiums are, I always think of the George Carlin routine about the difference between baseball and football. In football, it's like a war and there's airstrikes and ground attacks. In baseball, everybody's trying to get home. You know, it's hilarious. I'm sure you've seen it. If you haven't, you should YouTube it again because it's so good. But football stadiums kind of take on the same feel, right? For the most part, they're pretty cold. They're pretty just, you know, they're there. You're there to watch the game. It's not about the friendly confines of the atmosphere, with the exception, the glaring exception in the NFL of Lambeau Field. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm biased, but it's true. I mean, there's nobody. Lambeau Field should, and I'm sure does, win this type of poll hands down from both fans and writers year in, year out, because it's legendary. It's the sight lines are fantastic. It's beautiful. And so there you go. But I digress. Back to baseball, where, and so I get again why San Francisco and, you know, San Diego, this USA Today came out on March 26th, actually, just last week, 30 in Major League Baseball. And Petco Park wins it in San Diego. They do all the time. It's a beautiful park. It's beautiful weather. It's a beautiful city. You've got the skyline in the background. Oftentimes when you have the skyline in the background, you're going to get rated highly as a baseball park. Or the ocean, as in the case with Oracle Park, as they're called, Science Park in San Francisco right now. And it is. It's absolutely beautiful. PNC Park, just, again, stunning. The Pittsburgh skyline, right on the river, the yellow bridge in the background, really good stuff. You know, the iconic scenes of Wrigley Field and Dodger Stadium, those are fourth and fifth ranked in the USA Today story. And then some of them I would quibble with. I really think that, you know, the Twins Stadium, Target Field in Minneapolis, with the caveat of June through, you know, September, is a fantastic ballpark. right in downtown Minneapolis. Again, you've got the skyline behind you. It's sort of built up instead of wide because of the fact they had to squeeze it into a confined area, but they did a fantastic job, and it really is a beautiful ballpark. Again, with the weather cooperating, right, between June and September, it's really quite something. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Remember when that was built back in the early 90s and how it was just talked about all the time? It was this crown jewel, the new age of ballpark design, where you incorporated, you know, the nostalgia into your ballpark, and it was great, and everybody's copied that since. The ballpark that got just left out on that was Comiskey in Chicago, and whatever they're calling it now, Guaranteed Rate Field, which is, you know, it is what it is. But you know, that is now cold and you know, not as friendly confines like as these new ballparks, and they just missed. St. Louis, hate to say it, but it's true. And the National League Central has some great ballparks. St. Louis is fantastic. I attended a game there when I was there for a conference for my job, and it was April, I think 2017. I remember Domingo Santana hit a home run, and the Brewers beat the Cardinals. But I got a single ticket behind home plate for $50, and just seeing the arch and the, I think the Capitol building and all the skyline in the background. Again, the city skyscrapers in the background make just a beautiful scene over the outfield wall. So I would rank all of those parks, long story short, ahead of Miller Park, right? And Wrigley, because it's historic. I mean, you have to. We can make all the jokes we want, but it's Wrigley Field. I mean, what are you talking about? The Ivy. You know, it's just great. But when you incorporate all the factors, okay? And I will exclude, I guess, one factor, and not really, kind of, the competitiveness of the team. You know, it's not the biggest factor in this, but when you incorporate the traditions, like the sausage race, for instance, okay, or singing Roll Out the Barrel, or, you know, the tailgating, right? When you incorporate those items, and you incorporate the atmosphere in general of how well the fans show up, and what kind of atmosphere they contribute, I think you have to move Miller Park into a top 15 park in baseball. Okay, now someone say, you know, if you're biased, you say, Ben, well, it's top 10. Okay, well, there's a lot of great ballparks. Let's be honest, right? And with all of the rebuilding and the making cities, you know, pay for ballparks, they've done a good job. I'll give it that much. You may disagree with the method, but you know the methods used. But these stadiums that they built around baseball are just cathedrals. I mean, they're incredible. So this USA Today is really insulting, this poll. I shouldn't even say poll. It's the writer here who ranks baseball stadiums. They rank Miller Park 24th, which is a joke. I mean, that's a complete joke. And the only caption on it is, can you imagine how weird it's going to be next year when the Brewers try to make us call this stadium American Family Field? Really, good luck with that. That was the caption below it. Now, all the captions are relatively short. For what it's worth, the writer in this USA Today story, Andrew Joseph, puts Yankee Stadium 25th because he says it tried to replicate the old Yankee Stadium but didn't do a good job. So that's fine. He's probably a Red Sox fan. But, you know, look, he's got in front of Miller Park at 24, you know, he's got, let's see if I scroll to the right spot. He puts Chase Field in Arizona ahead of Miller Park. No. Marlins Park ahead of Miller Park. No. Come on. I mean, I know it's a crazy elaborate ballpark, but no. Comerica Park, I don't know. In Detroit, I don't know. Great American Ballpark, no. I mean, it's nice-ish. I don't know. It's way too easy to hit a home run there, and that's a Brewer fan talking. It's way too easy. And it's nothing spectacular. And I don't know if they have any great traditions there. Progressive Field is ranked 19th, and in Cleveland used to be the Jake. You know, when it was the Jake in the 90s, Jacobs Field, I'd rank it a lot higher. It had some great atmosphere with those Indians teams. It was a trendy place to be. Minute Maid Park, 18, no. Ahead of Miller Park, no. You know, the Atlanta Braves ballpark, I don't know. Meh. You know, I'm indifferent there. He actually ranked the new Rangers ballpark, even though it hasn't opened yet, with the dome in Texas, ahead of Miller Park, or at 16. Not necessarily ahead of Miller Park, but at 16. He ranks the Nationals Park and the Phillies Park on the East Coast, which are kind of just run-of-the-mill parks. I mean, you know, I don't know that there's anything special about those two at all. 15-14, and then Busch Stadium 13th in St. Louis. I don't think Busch Stadium's 13th. I feel like Busch Stadium's a top 10 with the atmosphere, the fans, and the park and the scenery. You know, I don't know. He puts the Mets Park City Field at 10th. So anyway, I don't need to run down the list, I guess. Where would I put Miller Park? I'd put Miller Park probably between 10 and 15. You know, I've got to go with that some combination of San Francisco, San Diego, and Pittsburgh, 1, 2, 3. I agree with that. I think you have to throw the three historic ballparks, what passed for historic ball. Well, I shouldn't say what passed. They are the three most historic ballparks right now in Major League Baseball. I hate to say it, but Wrigley Field, you know, with the iconic view of the outfield and all that stuff. Dodger Stadium, which on a summer night is pretty spectacular, even on TV, right? And then Fenway and the Green Monster and all that is. The atmosphere there is tremendous, too, with the Red Sox, and we know the passion there. So they've got to be up there. Kauffman Stadium, I'd put top 10. I'd put the Twin Stadium, Target Field, top 10. But I would fit the – and then Oriole Park, Camden Yards, I'd put there right in there as well. But I'd honestly, with, you know, St. Louis – I'd put Milwaukee right in there with the total package, with the total package and everything. So between 10 and 15, let's call it 12. I'll put them 12th with the atmosphere, the tradition, you know, the fan base there, and just what they do. I'll put Miller Park, I'll put them 12th. So take it or leave it. You might leave it if you're a Brewer fan on either side. You might think I'm being way too high if you're Andrew Joseph from USA Today. Obviously, he does. Or you may think I'm way too low if you're a Brewer fan who voted for them to beat everybody and be the number one ballpark in baseball the last few years in a lot of these polls. But anyway, that's my rant for today, and I'll throw some Twitter bait up there for you as well. We can talk about it on Twitter. I'd love to. At Cheesehead Talks or at Lockdown Brewers. You can always check me out there as well, and I would love to talk about it a little bit. So always check out the podcast on any major podcast platform. Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Google, you know the drill. Also, check out Lockdown MLB with Sully for a broader perspective on baseball and all that's going on these days with baseball and, you know, when we're going to play or whatever's going to happen there. I'm Ben Larson. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out tomorrow again for your daily Brewers fix here on Lockdown Brewers, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network.